Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Big issues, big guests. Welcome in. So we're down now to the final days of the primary. And on both sides, this is big-time stuff in New Jersey. You know who I support in this, Jack Ciattarelli. There's no doubt about it. And so does President Trump. And on Monday night, he did a tele-rally talking about what a governor, in this case, Jack, could do if elected in Jersey, that it's ripe. It's on the precipice of that. Let's go to Jack Ciattarelli here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jack, welcome back. Great event with the president.
Hey, Dom, thank you for having me back. Yes, I'm honored to have his endorsement and so thankful that he found time to do that tele-rally, which thousands of people across New Jersey were on the call. And we're going to work in partnership to keep New Jersey safe. He secured the border. He's done his part. I've got to do my part now in making sure there's no sanctuary cities in New Jersey. We will not be a sanctuary state. And appointing an attorney general who's not going to be suing the White House over any executive orders, which is a waste of taxpayer dollars. That's exactly what Phil Murphy's attorney general is doing.
Jack, I saw this story yesterday and I thought of you immediately over these campaigns, what you've drilled down on, particularly the last time around, a lot. And you expanded on this, the schools in Jersey, the indoctrination, some of the wild stuff. Apparently, there's a big bill in the Senate now that would really mandate big-time monitoring and publishing of data of home scores.
Listen, we want to make sure all children are getting a quality education in New Jersey. And I support parents who want to homeschool their kids. They won't have to do that or feel as strongly about doing that when I'm governor, because I'm called up for the resignation of all those that sit on the State Board of Education and putting new people in place who agree, as I do, that there's certain sensitive subject matter that belongs at home, at the kitchen table, between parents and their kids. And in school, we're getting back to the basics of teaching critical life skills, providing vocational training with an age-appropriate curriculum. Once we do that, and we will under Governor Ciattarelli, I think a lot more people won't feel the need to have to homeschool their kids.
I think that's a great point. That's where I thought exactly where you would go. And I like candles that it's going to be the guy on the other side who's the polar opposite of you in the Democrat side. But it's amazing that the NJEA, the teachers, Jack, have put up close to $40 million for Sean Spiller to be the nominee for governor, just to be the nominee.
It's pretty disgusting, Dom. This guy has raised hardly no money at all through the traditional route, and his entire campaign has been made possible by $40 million.
Wow.
from a super PAC that is replenished by teacher union dues. And I educate teachers all the time because of the Janus decision that came down from the federal Supreme Court. Teachers no longer have to contribute union dues that goes to political activities. So every teacher should save themselves $1,500 a year because of this slap in the face. They were never asked if their union dues could be spent in this way. The union leadership is wasting it on somebody who I don't believe is going to win the primary.
And Jack, that figure, I mean, even in Jersey politics, it seems incredibly out of bounds in a primary. From one source, $40 million.
And Dom, do the math. Divide 70,000 teachers into $40 million. One hell of a bonus for every one of them, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, exactly. It is stunning. Affordability, we've talked about before, and the other side says this. Maybe there's one that might be able to get away with making a case. I'm talking among the Democrats. But if affordability is really the number one issue for people in Jersey, how in the world could they vote for any of them? Is that what you hear in the campaign trail? Is it affordability?
It is, Dom. And I remind people, the Democrats have controlled the legislature for 25 years. Phil Murphy's been our governor for 8 years. We face the highest overall tax burden in the country. It's ranked the worst place in the country to do business. It's ranked the worst place in the country in which to retire. We now have an energy crisis because Phil Murphy bet it all on wind, and people's monthly electric bill is going through the roof, which only worsens the affordability crisis. We've got a housing crisis in New Jersey whereby people don't want to live in our cities, but we're overdeveloping our suburbs. We've already talked about the educational crisis with us slipping from 2 to 12 on national report card. Dom, it's been a failure across the board. And I'm going to remind people that whoever the Democratic nominee is, they own it. And we need change desperately. And that's what this election's all about.
What is the real world that you can do, though? Because if you're the nominee and we think that'll happen and you beat the Democrat, do you think you'll get Democrats in the House and Senate that'll go along? What's the big thing, Jack, for you that you are proposing as far as affordability? We know in general, cutting regulation, you'll cut all kinds of things. But what is it you can do that you need them to ratify?
Hey, Dom, listen, if I've got the audacity to ask Republicans to be their nominee, then I've got to believe I've got coattails. Back in 21, with the wind in my face,
right,
I flipped 8 seats in the state legislature. I could flip 13 seats now with the winds at our back. What's the significance of 13 seats? We get something we haven't had in 30 years, a Republican majority in the state assembly. So let's not rule out the fact there's a great possibility here because of all the failure of the Trenton Democrats over the last 25 years, Phil Murphy's failure over the last 8 years. We can flip 13 seats. If by chance I'm unsuccessful, I've got a lot of leverage. The New Jersey governor is the most powerful in the nation by state constitution. I appoint the attorney general. I appoint the 21 county prosecutors. I appoint Superior Court justices. I'll appoint two new Supreme Court justices, including the chief justice. And I've got line item veto in the budget. All is not lost, but I'm shooting for a Republican majority.
Let's talk about that, too. So 13 is the magic number here. We haven't talked about it. You want to win, but also coattails around this. If that happened, that would be the national news story of this year and probably next year.
And think about it, Dom. It was the big story back in 21 when nobody thought I had a shot in hell. We came within 2 points, but we flipped 8 seats, including beating the longest sitting state Senate president in the country, Steve Sweeney.
Mm-hmm.
We can do this.
Absolutely. So, Jack, South Jersey is going to be happy grounds for you. We really want to see you here after the primary's over. Where do people go right now, though, not to wait to get the primary done and then to move on to the general election? They want to contribute. They want to volunteer. In some way, shape, or form, they want to see exactly what you're saying to take it to other people.
Dom, I'm proud to say that no Republican candidate, or may I say even either side of the aisle, no gubernatorial candidate on either side of the aisle has spent the time that I have in South Jersey. We're all in this together. One of the reasons why I declare early is to pay every part of New Jersey the respect and attention it deserves. And we really rolled it up last time in South Jersey, and I think we'll do so again. But to answer your question, jack4nj.com, Jack the number 4, jack4nj.com. jack4nj.com is where you can find out about my travels and certainly how to get involved in the campaign, how to contribute, all the above.
All right, Jack, thank you. Thanks for the time today. Appreciate it very much.
Okay, Dom, thank you, buddy.
Jack Chedorowie here on Talk Radio 1210, and trying to get him the mulligans, of course. We'll see if we can make that happen. Dan and I have been working behind the scene. It'd be a nice event. June 20th, after he wins on June 10th, which I think, knock on wood, he'll win going away in the primary. Everybody said, too, is it doable to flip those seats or even to come very close that finally Republicans have a voice? And when he talked about replacing all these people, boards of ed and all that, I immediately think of Dawn Fantasia, who'd be the person, as far as I know, that I put in charge of it. All right, so phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get on board. You got the side question. Coming up, you will not believe a neighborhood in Bucks County that is a staggeringly great investment in your home. It's called Elite. Now, think of the neighborhood that's quintessentially all-American, middle class, that first lawn. You can probably do it with a non-electric or gas-powered mower, just a hand mower. Where is that? I'll tell you, and it's stunning, this report out today, that this place, if you can get a home there, is staggering. Over a 10-year period, it could be like $200,000 or $300,000 more you would sell your house for. What's the draw? We'll get into that. But let me take Joe in Columbus to get started on the side question on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, welcome in.
Hey, good afternoon, Dom. Dom, this quirk drives me nuts, and it's regional, and you probably won't even realize you're doing it. But I'm a conversationalist, and I subscribe to the rule, the two-thirds, one-third rule. Two-thirds listen, one-third opine. And every time I'm talking, and this affliction went outside of Philadelphia, but it's a Philadelphia trait. It infested itself into South Jersey. Every time I'm speaking to someone from that area that I've grown to live with and love dearly, their conversation at the end of every sentence includes, "Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?" And they won't let you finish by saying, "No, I don't know what you mean."
Do I do that, Joe? That's not a quirk that I'm aware of. I have others. So I don't know about that one, but you're right.
I went to school in Philly. I mean, it goes back to the 70s. You know, I have never seen you do it, but so many people.
Oh, man, I'm gonna be on alert now. You're right, though. That is a quirk to this area. Thank you, Joe, very much. Joe will be there, too. Maybe he'll be helping Judge. Roe and I have lunch with him. Mm. He bid on the Travis Mannion thing to have lunch with Roe and me. There at Mulligan's on June 20th. If you want to be a judge, just hit me on Twitter, send me an email. You can call in. We got Frank in South Philly, I think, qualifies. All right. Coming up, we'll continue the side question. We're going to talk with the head of the National Raw Milk Institute at 2 o'clock because of this quirk that Bryce Harper drinks raw milk. I don't know. He hit a home run last night. I don't know if reporters more have asked him anything about it. But if I were on that beat, I got to probe that a little bit more. One other sports tip. And I maintain it might be a clue. Somehow or another, I was listening to the interview of Dick Fangio, who is the hottest property out there. You know, he's had middling seasons, but last year, number one from where they were, the defense with the Eagles, and he's a character, Italian, the whole thing. To the end of this interview with all these reporters, because you only get limited time. I don't know how many times a year that it actually you speak to these guys. It's pretty limited. They were talking to him about meeting with someone and there was a dispute. I didn't go into the weeds. And he said it not once, but twice. That's fake news. Now, is it me or is that a potential tell that Dick Fangio might be tapped into MAGA world? Because I don't hear that as widely spread as just a common thing if you're not. I guess it can be. But saying that's fake news, I don't know about that.
I feel like it's been like 10 years since that term first kind of hit the world. I feel like it's not so much a MAGA thing anymore. It's just it kind of in everyone's lexicon now.
I think this is more Well, toward the end, maybe it's five or six of Trump. I mean, right out of the box, I don't remember him saying the fake news stuff as much. He would turn to the media, then he named them that at some point. Now, I'm in the camp that thinks it's a little bit more of a tell. I think people that are apolitical can use it also, but it was surprising to hear that's fake news twice with Dick Fangio with these important. And I thought one of the supporters was going to say, where did you get that from, Dick? All right, keep your eye on that. Keep your eye on that defense. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is simply push #1210, and we'll get you on board. Coming up, I am stunned by this story. Is this an elite place to live based upon real estate in our area, Bucks County? Where do you think it is that has the best incredible value, meaning if you had this home in 2015, you paid X. Now in 2025, it's an 80% gain in some place. I mean, you know, most times your real estate's going to appreciate, but not like this. All right, why? 855-839-1210. All right.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is Dom time. So where is this neighborhood? Well, my buddy J.D. Mullane over the Buckskanny Courier-Times says this. Imagine in 2015, you're living in Bucks County, you have $300,000 to invest. Where do you put it? Stocks, bonds, Tesla. How about Levittown, where purchasing a house in certain neighborhoods could bring you more than an 80% return? It's true according to the real estate website, homestratosphere.com, which crunched numbers across Pennsylvania to see which places roared back to give historic returns. The website came up with 25 places where the return pretty much beat everyone else. Six of them were in Bucks County. Two of them were in Levittown. And the Levittown is it for Cecia Gate, Levittown, Middletown? The 2015 home value there was $278. Now, it's 513. Wow. And there was another one in Bucks County. Let's see. The other area was Newtown Grant in Newtown Township. It was 349 and it was 302 in 2015. It's 531 now. Levittown's still better. And there was another Levittown area, Red Rose Gate, Levittown. It was 288. It's 534 now. And they actually use the terminology, which is elite. These are the elite places to go. What the heck is up with a Levittown? Every time JD does one of these, you know, Levittown, O'Reilly grew up in a Levittown. It's a quintessential, that slice of middle class, that postage stamp lawn there. It's a great barometer of the middle class. How in the world are people living in Levittown now in homes that are 534 or 550? And these are the averages. The financial trajectory of Red Rose Gate reveals an accelerating growth curve with values increasing from 288 to 534, an 85.4% return that substantially outperforms most investment vehicles. The neighborhood has demonstrated particular strength since 2020 with a 45.7% surge that indicates robust market fundamentals rather than speculative buying. Get that? Not speculators, not flip this house in 30 seconds, but it indicates transcendent, its modest origins become a highly desirable community where homes now command half million valuations, transforming early investors into equity millionaires. Who would have thunk it? Levittown. I know we got a lot of real estate people. Diane's listening. I'd love to know, why Levittown? Is it stability of the neighborhood? What it represents at name? Is it location? Is it the homes are just that well built? Those are astounding numbers. And he talks about a dip there at one point from 2010 to 2015. And then going back up in this mode here. Remember, you got it here. Levitt. You didn't get it from me, but Levittown. That's where you got to go. Every time he does a story on Levittown, I get a kick at it. It is the quintessential barometer of middle-class America. That's where it started. All right, Scott in Mount Laurel wants to be a judge of elections here. Not Italian, though. All right, that might help him out. Let's go to Scott on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott, welcome in.
Hey, Don. Yeah, I would love to be. I'll be there on time. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But I can give great insight and a little bit of humor, and obviously it'd be a lot of fun. And we had a lot of fun last year with the Scotch tasting with Congressman Van Drew.
Yeah,
and
you
and
are the caller.
I could add a lot.
You're the caller of the year, so. I'd recommend you. Now, Dan is on a special assignment here. But, Henry, what do you think of Scott of Mount Laurel as a candidate? Remember, he's not Italian.
Well, we do kind of need an outsider to kind of round out the board. And it's a dedicated listener. He was someone who showed up to Farley as well. I think he's got it in the bag.
Yeah, he had the jogging suit on at Farley. Yeah. Now, that's a judge of elections in Philadelphia, the mob jogging suit. Is that the it'll be hotter. So I don't know if you have to wear it there, Scott. Now, is it gravy or sauce with you?
Well, you know, I'll be like the guys that are trying to get on the Supreme Court. Well, I'll have to see how I feel at that time. I'll have to see the facts of the particular case. I can't rule on something in advance.
Yeah, you're in. You'll be sitting there with Roe. Where do you see Lorraine Renau? He used to be in radio here and wrote the quintessential book, The Gravy Fest. And South Philly. Oh, my God. A noted South Philly character. So this will be some judging group. So
it's a quirky group.
Yeah, quirky group. So, Scott, what's the quirk for you?
My quirk is I tend to walk really fast. So, like, if my wife and I, you know, go, like, to somewhere in New York and we're walking the street, I have to be careful to slow myself down so I don't leave her in the dust.
I don't think that's a quirk. I think your wife ought to speed up.
I agree.
Well, you know, with Ro, with the 5 foot thing, she actually says, well, it's unfair, you know, like, so, but just got to walk fast.
I'm the opposite. I like just taking a stroll. I mean, unless I got somewhere to be, I'll pick up the pace. But if I'm just walking somewhere, Yeah, I'm just having a casual stroll. I might hold up everyone on the sidewalk.
Yeah, but Scott and I are not thinking we're walking fast. It's our normal
style.
Right,
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
We just want to. We're just trying to get somewhere. That's how we walk. Now, the one thing I always tell my wife is, hey, look, you look great no matter what. Just wear comfortable shoes so we can actually move.
Scott, in case I forget, bring a basketball. I don't know if we'll have a hoop there, but I do want to see you on YouTube for our listeners instruct Dan in shooting a foul shot.
All right.
Okay.
We'll do that.
All right. All right.
We'll Naismith it. We'll get some peach baskets.
Yeah. That's right.
We'll make it work. Yep.
All right, Scott, you're in. Judge of Elections, Scott from Mount Laurel. Thank you, Scott. I got the list is expanding here. It's going to be extensive here. And we'll give you, you know, I don't know if I come up with a special button or anything that people will be able to wear, but this is a weighty thing to get an accurate vote. The sauce people may try to pack the house. No mail-in balloting. Several people have emailed, well, can I send my ballot in? No, no, no. We don't trust the U.S. mail. I don't trust, and it's in Jersey. Come on now. And the mayor of Wildwood, Ernie hasn't gotten back to, I don't know, he should be a judge. He's playing it both ways.
Ooh.
Well, if you put meat in it, then it's gravy. If not, it's sauce. No wonder why I got elected. That may be a failing. And Cuomo, if you missed it, I need a New Yorker. Joe of Columbus, you may call back. You may have to, you're not quite a New Yorker, but they're going after Cuomo. He does an interview and he talks about taking bacon off of his breakfast sandwich and then he puts it back on. I don't know his strategy there with voters, but he got the order wrong in New York with the bacon, the egg, and the cheese. You got to put it in a particular order when you say it. And they are using this to say, aha, this indicates this guy's not a New Yorker anymore. In addition to which, he's running against a socialist. Now, I'm not calling the guy a socialist. He is a socialist. He's the other leading candidate. Now, for talk radio's sake, do I care that a socialist would be the mayor of New York? No, that might be unbelievable. Can you imagine to actually see this maniac with the world's greatest city, in quotes? 855-839-1210. You get on board. All right. The Elon Musk stuff is very dominant. But we had a great guest on. We had Laura Rees on, and we talked with her from the Heritage Foundation. Are we at an inflection point? Meaning, are the Trump people really now, led by Stephen Miller, going to push even more? We're not going to say any more. We're just going after illegal alien criminals. Here's a little bit of how that's being received. This is cut 17. This, I think, is from Morning Joe, one of the national shows, a woman named Julie Ainsley, and she's making the point from the left, the White House wants to make an example out of this Colorado suspect family. Yes, we do. Cut 17.
What do we know this morning about the suspect's family?
Well, we know exactly what they said there, that the wife and children were taken into custody by ICE. So six people now in custody, part of the family. When the White House said they could be expelled from the country, deported as early as last night, we don't yet know. I have not heard that they have actually been deported. But the process they're fast-tracking them on, Mika, is called expedited removal. That means removal from the country without a court hearing. And they're going to argue that because of their connection to this case, they could be fast-tracked for expedited removal. Now, someone in federal law enforcement may also argue, well, then what extent, you know, what good does that do if you're trying to get information from the family about this incident and trying to do a thorough investigation? So I think these are two things they're going to have to balance. But in this case, they really want to make a case example out of this family by arresting them. And some of them did have visas, as we understand. There was some reporting last night that those visas have been revoked. And that's something that we're still looking to confirm from DHS.
Yeah. Apparently it is. That's what we heard with our guest through Marco Rubio. Yes, by law, we're saying, no, you don't get to stay here. Now, this is a test case. Can the left try to dissuade us from this maniac and what he was up to and make this emotional? How dare you? How can you send the wife and five kids back? What country are they going to go back to? They've not been in Egypt forever. In other words, you're going to see this ratcheting up now. And the Chinese national story here with the pathogen just adds to it. Of course, these things add up. Now, did Americans, our guest and I differed a slight bit, when Trump said we're going to deport X, Y, and Z, did the average person think he was really going to deport all these people? Maybe not. But you know what? 80% of people said Yeah, we should. And that's where we are. And we're going to see now whether people actually want massive deportations. When you see stories like the Boulder story, the pathogen story, it edges at, I think it's over 50%. In the past, it would not have been. People would say, no, these people have been, you know, they come up with all these things. They paid their taxes. They didn't commit any crimes. They've been here for 20 years. What are you going to do? Well, the last election, I think Americans said, at least the majority, yeah, we want to get this underway. Our guest from Heritage said that her belief was maybe 15 million we had before Biden. He brought in 11 million more, so it could be 25 million people plus here illegally. That's a number higher than anything we can imagine. And she put out, what's in it for Democrats? Well, keep electoral votes, the head count in key states, keep congressional seats, the head count again, because people count. They should only count if they're citizens. It's common sense, but that's not the way it works. And that's what they're about here. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all I need you to do is push #1210. Coming up, how, and I'll play this from Piers Morgan. He had on a trans athlete who's a male competing against females in pickleball. How desperate do you have to be? It's one thing, track and field, something like that. And I guess it gets into this. Why have we not seen yet? Think about this for a moment. Sports question. Why have we not seen yet a trans athlete play in the WNBA? I think the WNBA would have to accept it. I know all their bylaws and all that, but that commissioner, the head of this, they're always preaching on this stuff. They'd have to go down that line. And I'm saying, even if the male were 6'1", 6'2", and pretty good and driven to score, I could see them scoring 25 a game. I'm in the camp that says that if you got the high school championship, and I'm talking about at the level, that whatever the number of A's you need, a 4A or 5A, meaning a lot of kids in that school, really big competition. In some of the bigger states, Scott and Mount Laurel would verify this. Say Jersey, New York, Texas, well, that's not bad. California. I'm willing to bet the boys' basketball team from California that won the championship at the highest level, I think they would beat your average WNBA team. I don't know that they would beat an all-star team. Well, I don't know if it could go that far. But they would beat, consistently, they would beat a WNBA team.
There's a little evidence to support what you're saying here, because there is a video from a year or two ago of like a random high school player. Right. I think he was a senior in high school at the time. You know, a no-name high school type of player. And he was guarding Sabrina Ionescu, who is a top five player.
Oh, I saw it. She went nuts.
And he's clamping her. He's defending, you know, defending really well, standing in front.
She couldn't take it.
She couldn't take it. And she started freaking out.
Well, women like her particularly, who, you know, can't get open too easily, but are great shooters. Yeah, they'd have no shot.
Yeah.
And then if you had 2 6-foot-8 or 2 6-foot-6 that are pretty mobile and can jump a little bit down low, what are they going to do? I mean, it just would, I don't know that Caitlin Clark could deal with somebody that's punishing her that's really good defensively. Might be pretty hard.
Yeah, she can barely take all the goons they send her in the WNBA right now.
Exactly. And then as far as picking somebody off, you get hit with a pick. I would tell a couple of players, don't worry about getting fouls. Just pick them off the whole first quarter. By the end of that first quarter, they're not going to want to run through a pick.
Death by screens.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. Well, I like the old days where you can put your hands on the screener and the screener could use anything to block you off.
Oh, man. So,
yeah, that's basketball.
That's WWE.
Yes. All right, 855-839-1210. So I think they would win consistently. All-star team, he might be able to beat them. Why have we not seen a trans athlete? What would happen if they went into the Holy of Holies here of women's sports? So you can do it in track and field. Nobody seems to say anything. There are not too many other women's sports. Softball, baseball is random. I'm not saying no matter how good you're going to get a hit every time up or something. But basketball, you have more control. What would happen then to this argument? I wouldn't want to put somebody up to it or whatever to do this. It would take a lot. To make the point, we got to stop this nonsense. It just must end. All right, 855-839-1210. Let's talk about Martin Water, because it's important to make sure our families have the essentials, food, shelter, and of course, pure, clean drinking water. A lot of news about drinking water these days. Just do what I did and count on Martin Water Conditioning to secure your family's drinking water. The Kinetico system removes all the impurities from your water. What comes out of that tap is crystal clear, all natural water. Not only is it the best tasting water ever, it provides peace of mind knowing that your family's water is pure and clean. The Martin Water Conditioning family is passionate about water. They'll put their 46 years of experience to work for you. Their customer service, attention to detail, just fantastic. They'll come out to your home. They'll test your water. They'll recommend solutions that make sense for you. Contact Martin Water Conditioning today. They'll take great care of you. Click on martinwater.com or call 800-887-7555. 800-887-7555. Tell them Dom G sent you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, Dom G or Dano Show, 855-839-1210. Good news. The Army has hit its annual recruiting goal of 61,000 new active duty members 4 years ahead of the end of fiscal 2025 in September. The service announced Tuesday. The Army said the goal 10% higher than the 55,000 recruits it sought last year represents a significant turning point for the Army, indicates a renewed sense of patriotism and purpose among Americans' youths. Now, the thing of it is, too, the requirements, the physical fitness, are better by far based upon, we've already talked about this, than they were before. So this doesn't mean, yeah, well, if you scrape the bottom of the barrel, you're going to get stuff here. Not to my knowledge. It just indicates that people are once again wanting to be part of the U.S. military. And the test is there's only one thing here in the control group, the two presidents, Biden or Trump. With Trump in there and Hegseth, you're seeing these numbers go up. And ultimately, that is a critical thing for morale, fighting, etc. All right. So the story that is dominating my mind, I don't see any more update on it, is the Chinese nationals bringing in this supply of pathogens and claiming they were going to do something at the University of Michigan. They got caught doing it before. The other story that's out there is the protests of these high school girls who had to compete against a trans person, and they refused to take to the podium, I think the second and third place, really the winners, because that guy shouldn't be there. And just the uncivil behavior of the alleged officials who wouldn't let them be anywhere near the winning podiums areas once they declined to take their spot there. They weren't making noise. They weren't protesting. They wanted to be sort of in the shot of this. This is the attitude. What kind of adults are going along with this stuff? Do they believe it? Yeah, some of them do. And again, I get the whole thing with bathrooms and everything else with trans that people get nuts about. I'm telling you, the most visible, the thing that infuriates people, particularly if they played sports or love sports, is the obvious, in competition. And the way these guys, male, treated these females is now being talked about. It's just another example of just enough people out there to continue to push this stuff forward. I think that President Trump should move. He said it again overnight. Massive fines on California. Do it. It is a winner. It will continue to be a winner. And it's only going to gain on this. And we're starting to see it's either more coverage or we're seeing more of it in very prominent areas. Now, a district judge, though, in Pennsylvania is making national news because the district judge, this from Center Square, federal district judge halted enforcement of an executive order signed by President Trump that blocked prisons from providing hormone therapy and other transgender accommodations to prisoners. He's a Republican-appointed judge, Royce Lamberth, ruled that the order lacked evidence as to why transgender care should be handled differently than any other mental health intervention. So is this judge saying this is a mental illness? Apparently. Here we go again. One rogue judge jumps in. And now even in federal prison, where the president would have authority, the people that represent him that are appointed, you know, the whole deal, can't do this. Why is this different than any other mental health interventions? So it's arguing this is something that you're mentally unfit. That's a takeaway from it. Now, again, they're great at slow walking stuff, running out the clock constantly. We see this. The Supreme Court's got to get involved in this. They're not the fourth branch of government, the third branch of government, these district judges. It's the Supreme Court clearly that is the branch of government. And for me, the Supreme Court has to increase its workload. They have to take on things that are more timely. We can't be jammed up and running out the clock for years. This is one that's ripe. And it's going on right now. And they're doing it to a level that we haven't seen before. The district judge ruling for the entire country. And this guy in Pennsylvania is. He said he ruled in favor of transgendered prisoners in the past, having previously ordered prisons to continue offering hormone therapy and other social accommodations to inmates who identify as transgender. Also blocked prisons from moving transgender women to men's facilities. You know, which way is it? Where's the consistency with this? And the answer is this guy is not, but he is a district judge. So this is going to continue until we get a ruling that stops this nonsense from going on. All right, let me go to Chef Dave in Oakland on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dave, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. How are you?
Good.
I want to talk about those people that got deported to Egypt.
We don't know if they're done yet, but they are on the watch list, yes.
Well, see, the theory behind that is that Egypt doesn't have a thing called the Constitution, where they can lawyer up right away.
Mm-hmm.
So they can interrogate them until they spill the beans about all the people that might be in on it with him, if they're not in on it themselves. And Egypt is an ally, and all the military is trained at West Point, basically.
Yeah, well, I get your point. So it's not just the guy in prison. He could have had people that consorted with him, foreign or here, one way or another. They're trying to get that out of the wife. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. It's pretty smart theory on it, you know, if they can get away with it.
Well, I think they put the wife in South Texas, too, versus where they would be, because they're afraid of a district judge stopping it, and that's not going to happen in South Texas.
Not Texas.
No, not at all. What's your quirk, Dave?
Oh, my quirk? Oh, it's making jam and jelly and pasta and giving it to you guys.
You know? Well, that's a healthy quirk. We certainly support that, Chef Dave.
Oh, and I want to be a judge.
Oh, well, definitely. Anybody that's called chef. All right. You want to be a judge of elections? Okay.
Yeah.
We'll put you on there, particularly if you bring some of your goodies. All right, Chef Dave. Henry, is there any doubt? He's the one guy identified as a chef that he should have a role in.
No, it's in the title when you call in. You
but I think, Dave, you're the sauce guy, right?
Yeah, I'm the sauce guy, and I gave you pasta last time, I think.
That's right, yeah.
On that time?
Yeah,
sweet. On election day, or inaugural day, whatever it was called.
Yeah, well, but you're kind of like a member of the Whig Party, Judge. You know, the Whig Party that doesn't exist with the sauce stuff. Very similar.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You know.
A Whig. All right, Dave.
I'll bring some special stuff for you, buddy.
All right, I got you on the list. So far it's Lorraine Rinaldi, Roe, of course, Frank from South Philly, Chef Dave, and Scott's maybe in a mob jogging suit.
How big is this panel going to be? Because we're at five right now, right? That's a good,
good
odd number.
Well, even like, let's let people in. The more the merrier there. Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying, we got to end on an odd number. I can't have any split votes out here.
Oh, right. Oh, it has to be an odd number. Yeah. And they have to tell us, you know, their job is to, they can electioneer. I'm all about electioneering. When people walk in, one of these judges can tell them, come on, you know it's gravy before you vote. They can do anything. They can be beautiful women, and they can be saying, come on, honey, it's gravy. All right, there you go. I don't know what the guys, this is a rogue's crew of guys here, what their appeal is going to be to women, but we'll see. They can make a pitch. You know, they can be like, I'd like to have, you know what? I did this once for an event. I forget what the soapboxes. You ever seen a soapbox debate like in Trafalgar Square in London? I'd love to have little soapboxes there that as people are voting, you have people on the soapbox. I'm sure Johnny's got some soapboxes there somewhere where we can do this. Dan, get on that if you're listening right now. You should be.
Go scrapping, Dan. Go find
Dan,
me a soapbox.
Pick up a couple soapboxes on the way. Where do you get a good soapbox? If you know, 855-839-1210. More calls coming up. And we'll talk with the head of the Raw Milk Institute because of Bryce at 2 o'clock-ish. Hey, it said you don't just visit Italy. You fall head over heels in love with Italy. You know that, right? And we're going to the best part, Sicily. We've explored most of Italy, but this is the sun, the sea, the unparalleled beauty of Mediterranean Europe in Sicily and Calabria this fall. And if you're going to Europe, even without us, I don't know why you wouldn't come with us. You got to go with the very best. Our guys, yep, Conservative Tourist. Just that name. You know what they're about. Ro and I would like you to join us. It's going to be a spectacular trip. The beauty of it is with Talk Radio 1210 listeners, you can't go wrong. All this, $55.44, including airfare. The dining events are the real thing. They mix in local culture, the local hangouts. I know in Venice 2 years ago when we went in August, guy was a big Trump fan. They had hats all around. Leslie was in charge of the wine. I don't know how many bottles in the one table I was at that were drunk, but it's spectacular. Bustling Palermo, the Quattro Conte, stunning Monreal, the Palace of the Normans. Call 888-733-9494, or you go to conservativetours.com. We even have the Godfather part of the tour, all three Godfather films. I don't know about Godfather 3. We'll see. Got a couple good lines. That's about it. The crown jewel of Italy, though, Taormina will hit. I'll see you on Mount Etna, the Valley of the Temples. This is Sicily, Savoca. If you heard of Savoca, that's on the list. Just call now if you've already called and gotten the information. What are you waiting for? Step up. Join us. 888-733-9494. Mm. All right, Dom, to your Dano show. Let's go to Steve in Bordentown. Quirks today. We got the guy coming up. How quirky are Americans are turned on to raw milk? Let's go to Steve in Bordentown on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Steve, welcome in.
How you doing, Dom?
Good, Steve.
My quirk, and I'm not even sure if it's a quirk, when people park the wrong way going against traffic.
Ah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
they come down the street, and then they park on the other side, and the driver gets out on the grass.
Yeah, what bothers you about that?
It's actually a law where you're not supposed to do it.
Of course.
And it drives me nuts, but but they do it. You know, pretty soon they'll be parking in front of fire hydrants.
All right, I got you. Thank you, Steve. That's a good one. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with the guy from the Raw Milk Institute. This is coming off Bryce Harper, and this is where we got the quirk thing from. Is it that popular? Why Jersey? You can't even be anywhere near it. Pennsylvania, it's a little bit different. You have to get some procedural stuff, but Pennsylvania is the land of freedom in comparison to that. We'll have Dom's Money Melody, all right, for a big prize today, as always. And we'll keep the side question going. Jeff Andrew on the show tomorrow at 1:30. A lot to talk about with the big, beautiful bill and Congressman Van Drew. It's 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.